Amen. Well, my verses are verses 5 through 7. And they go, likewise, ye younger, submit yourselves unto the elder. Hey, all of you be subject one to another, and be clothed with humility, for God resisteth the proud, and giveth grace to the humble. Humble yourselves, therefore, under the mighty hand of God, that he may exalt you in due time, casting all your care upon him, for he careth for you. And my title was Grace to the Humble. In verse 5, the word that first caught my eye was submit. And I went and I looked at the meaning of the word. It means to submit, means to yield control to someone else. I know myself, I have a problem with that, and I believe we all do. Until we reach a task that becomes more than we can handle. And then we will ask for help. Just like Matt was saying, it's most of the time we'll go and we'll take it on ourselves and we'll try to accomplish the task. But when it gets to be too much or we get overwhelmed, we look to Christ. Or, like he said, a lot of times we look away from Christ, which is the worst thing we could do. I look back to when I was looking at some scripture, and when God called Moses to go to Pharaoh, he didn't feel that he was the man for the job. And he made several excuses in the process. He told him that, who am I to go to Pharaoh? I can't speak well. And he just gave a laundry list of reasons why not to, but he went anyway. God can use us if we have faith in him to deliver the outcome. That seems to be the problem that we all have, is the faith to say, God can use me in some way. And I don't know. I believe that he has a purpose for each one of us. And the next part of it was, it says to be clothed with humility, for God resisteth the proud. And I went and I looked that up, and the choice of the words by Peter in this verse struck me, because how do you put on humility? Then I thought of Jesus. He didn't have to put it on. He wore it every day of his life, all the way to the cross. He didn't grumble. He didn't gripe. He did what he knew his Father sent him to do. That's the example we have to follow. And then the next part was resist pride. It's easier said than done. I can only speak for myself. I was raised, if a job is worth doing, it's worth being done well. And when we're finished, we expect to be told, great job. Unfortunately, we don't realize that our whole life is but one task for God. Just one. I'm waiting for the day when I hear him say to me, enter in, thy good and faithful servant. That's my reward. That's my ultimate pat on the back. Because everything else here is just dust and ashes. And then the latter part of verse 5, it says, grace to the humble. If you notice, I've looked up pretty much all the definitions of these words because I want to make sure that I don't make any mistakes. If we've been saved, we know that it is, we know what it is to humble ourselves. Because to get on our knees and to ask for something we desperately want but don't deserve seems impossible. But when he enters into our hearts, we arise a new creature. And the weight of our sin is gone. Then and only then do we know what the word grace truly means. In verse 6, it says, "Humble yourselves, therefore, under the mighty hand of God, that he may exalt you in due time." And I looked up that word. That in due time, I have looked. It means to praise or glorify. When I think about that, I cannot grasp what that truly means. When my God wants to exalt me. And last but not least, the word cast. Because being a fisherman, I thought I knew what that meant. The meaning of the word is to throw off or to shed, which is exactly what I believe this verse is saying. Because the key word in this verse is care or cares, which means worries or concerns. And we all have them, every one of us. We worry about the job, the kids, the next day, what we're going to have for dinner. I look at a verse in the Bible. It's Job chapter 1, verse 21. And he said in that verse, he said, "The Lord giveth and the Lord taketh away. Blessed be the name of the Lord." He cast all his cares on God. He wasn't about to go and take it upon himself. I want to live my life like that. I want to be that witness for Christ that I need to be, and I want God to be always glorified in whatever I do. And to close, I'm thankful that these verses were given to me. Now I realize that even though I'm not what I could be, God can still use me.